I've asked various people, are you a Christian? And sometimes I get the response, not yet. Or I'm almost a Christian. Why do some people delay on becoming a Christian? Why do people put it off becoming a Christian? I answer those questions today as we take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of messages out of the book of Acts. So get close to your radio now as we take a look in the book.
Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you for this opportunity to come and worship. Now, Lord, we pray that you will go before me, go with me, and go behind me as I speak your words. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength and you are our redeemer. And besides you, there is no other. So speak to our hearts right now in a mighty way. For it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. Amen. 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 How many of you have had an opportunity to get something or to win something, but you bagged away from the deal? It may have been a car, may have been a house, it may have been some clothes, it may have been a boat. You had a chance to win some or get some, but you just bagged away from the deal. I was watching a game show the other day, Let's Make a Deal. And on that game show, this lady had won $1,500. Her and her daughter had won $1,500, and they was getting ready to go back to their seat. But you know how the game show host, he don't just let you just walk on off. He went in his coat pocket, and he got an envelope. He said, now you can go on back to your seat with that $1,500, or you can take a chance on taking this envelope and getting what's in this envelope. And so you know how the audience, they have audience participation. The audience, some was saying, take the cash. Others were saying, no, take the envelope. Others were saying, take the cash. Some were saying, take the envelope. So some people were thoroughly confused. They didn't know exactly what to do. They didn't know if they should take the cash or whether they should take the envelope. And so the young girl, she thought about taking the envelope. But the mama said, wait a minute now. We know what we got in our hand right here. We got $1,500, but we don't know what's in that envelope. And so we probably just need to go on and take this cash, because it could be a zonk in that envelope. Could be a donkey or something. We said, well, we're going to go on and take this $1,500. And so the host said, well, let's just see what you could have had. You know, he was taking his lit precious time. I was there at the house. And hair up and open that envelope. Let's see what she could have had. And he was opening it. He was looking all around. I said, pull out whatever it is. What's taking him so long? And he pulled it out. And he said, you could have had a trip to Cancun. All expense paid to Cancun worth $5,000 and some dollars. And they were saying, oh, man, because they realized they could have had something more valuable. But they weren't persuaded that what was in the envelope was more than what they had in their hand in the cash. And so they missed out on an opportunity. They missed out on a deal, all because they was not fully persuaded. Do you know, some folks are missing out on good deals because they're not fully persuaded. There was a man in the Bible who had an opportunity to take a trip, not just a vacation, but to live in heaven the rest of his life, but he wasn't fully persuaded. Can I show you that man this morning? Open with me to Acts chapter 26. In Acts 26, beginning with verse number 23-28, it's a story about a man who had an opportunity to go to heaven, but he wasn't fully persuaded. Look what it says here. In verse 23, it says that Christ, Paul is talking, and he's talking before King Agrippa, and he's talking before Festus, the governor, in the presence of a lot of dignitaries. And look what Paul says as he makes his defense. Paul says that Christ should suffer and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead, and should show light unto the people and to the Gentile. And as he thus spoke for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, "Paul, thou art beside thyself. Much learning does make thee mad." But he says, "I'm not mad. I'm not crazy, most notable Festus, but speak forth the word of truth and soberness. For the king knows of these things, before whom also I speak freely, for I am persuaded," somebody say persuaded, "that none of these things are hidden from him, for this thing was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophet? I know that thou believest." Then Agrippa said unto Paul, "Almost thou persuaded me to be a Christian." Look at what King Agrippa says. Paul said, "I know you believe what the Bible says, King Agrippa." And Agrippa says to Paul, "Almost thou persuaded me to be a Christian." And that's the title of the text this morning, "Almost a Christian." Almost a Christian. In other words, I'm not a Christian, but I'm almost. I had a chance to become a Christian, but I didn't quite make it to being a Christian. I was almost a Christian. Why was it that he didn't go on and make the step to become a full Christian? Because if he would have just confessed Jesus as his personal Savior, that was like winning a ticket. He had a ticket to go to heaven. But he bagged out the deal. He says, "Almost thou persuaded. I ain't fully persuaded, but you almost got me." But he backed away from the deal. Do you know King Agrippa is not the only one that who got close to becoming a Christian, but they're backing away from the deal? As a matter of fact, when I look at our society today, there are churches everywhere, but why is it that look like our society is going down, down, down morally? I believe that folks are not fully persuaded that Jesus is the only way. And as a result, they're bagging out. They're bagging out on the deal. Why is it that folks are almost a Christian? They're not a Christian, but they're almost a Christian. Why is it that they don't go on and claim their ticket? Can I give you four reasons? As a matter of fact, I'm going to try to make it easy for you. I'm going to do some alliteration this morning. Alliteration means all the words will start with the same thing. And so I'm going to give you four W's this morning. Would that be all right? I said, would that be all right? The first word is waiting. 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 Some folks are almost a Christian because they're playing the waiting game. They are waiting until they get themselves together. That said, the reason I'm not a Christian just yet, because I know a Christian not supposed to do this and do that and do this. And so I'm going to wait until I get myself together. And then once I get myself together, then I'm going to come on in. They're playing the waiting game. Now, that's something that didn't just start today. Matter of fact, can I show you that in the scriptures? You're going to need your Bible this morning. What church you go to now? Amen. That's right. This ain't Wilbert way. Amen. This ain't the deacon's way. This is the Bible way. So you're going to need your Bible this morning. Turn with me to, and I make this easy for you. Just hold your place right there, but all our scriptures are going to come out of Matthew this morning. Will that be all right? Amen. Amen. So open in your Bible to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. Are you with me, Bible way? Yes. I say, are you with me, Bible way? Yes. Is I'm in the house by myself, or are you with me, Bible way? Yes. Amen. Amen. Look at what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 25. That's the first book of the New Testament. Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25, we have a story about the 10 virgins. Jesus is telling this story. Look at what Jesus says, verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be like unto 10 virgins, which took lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And five of them was wise, and five were foolish. Are y'all with me, Bible way? They that was foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Nothing wrong with sleeping. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go out to meet him. Now this is where we got a problem. Then all those that virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, not so. Wait a minute now. It says the wise. A lot of times when people don't give us what we want, we say, see, y'all, I'll not be like that. It's a wise thing sometimes. Hello, somebody. Look what these wise say. Not so, lest there be not enough. In other words, we'd be in the same situation y'all in. So not only will we have five foolish, we'll have 10 foolish up in the house of the Lord. He said, not so, lest there not be enough for us and you, but go rather to them that sell and buy for yourself. You know where to store at. Amen. And while they went to buy, the Bible says the bridegroom came. And they that was ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door were shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. Jesus, Jesus, sweet Jesus, open the door. But notice what the Bible says, but he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. I don't even know y'all. Look what he says. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. See, a lot of folks who say that they are trying to get themselves together. You know, I'm waiting until I get myself together. If the truth be told, are they really trying to get themselves together? The average person who tells you, I'm trying to get myself together, are they really trying to get themselves together? See, it's just like a person who say, you know, I'm trying to, you know, build my muscles and stuff up, but you don't never see them go to the gym. Wait a minute now, how you trying to build your muscles up and stuff, but you don't even go to the gym and work out? You ain't even got a dumbbell at your house or anything. It's just like folks saying they trying to get themselves together, but they don't work out with the Bible. See, I see two problems with these foolish virgins in the text. See, the first problem they had, they didn't have enough oil. They knew that right up front. When they saw everybody else, them other five wise virgins, they had not only oil in their lamp, but they had some extra oil. Then they should have said, hey, y'all, we better run on to the store, because, you know, we ain't got no extra oil. And, you know, Jesus may come, you know, when our oil run out, and I don't want that to happen, so we need to run on to the store. But the average person often just say, they make the mistake of just having just enough. That's a work, that's all I need. They just have just enough. Most folks that fool around with Christianity, they don't want too much Bible, just give me just enough. They don't want too much prayer, just enough. Not too much Holy Ghost, just enough. Just enough to get me in. That's all I want. And that's why we sang song, if I can only make it in. In other words, that's a just enough attitude. And that's what's keeping folks back, is having an attitude of just enough. You got to have an attitude of more than enough. I don't need just one sermon on Sunday. I need some on Monday. I need some on Tuesday. I need some on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I need something that's going all during the weekdays. See, when the children of Israel was going out there to get the fresh manna, they just didn't go out there on Monday. God rained down some manna every day. Yesterday bread ain't gonna do them no good today. You can't make it with just having just enough philosophy. But they made another mistake. They waited too late to do something. They waited too late. When they realized that Jesus was coming back, they said, now we better run on to the store and get some. They waited too late. When they got back, it was too late to get in. See, you can't come to Christ just when you want to. You got to come to him when he gives you the time. And now is the acceptable time, the Bible says. Now is the day of your salvation. You don't even know if you got the next moment. We live in here on borrowed time. Waiting. Hell is going to be full of folks who waited too long to do something. They're just like these five virgin, foolish virgins. They in hell today. And you know what they're thinking about? I was almost a Christian. I was almost a Christian. Waiting. Don't wait too late to do something. Number two, warning, 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 warning. Stay right there in Matthew's gospel. Some folks, they are not Christians because they want something else other than Jesus. Matthew chapter 19. Are you with me, Bible way? I say, are you with me, Bible way? They are wanting other things other than Jesus. I'm preaching out the Bible this morning now, y'all. Look at what the Bible says, Matthew 19, beginning with verse number 16. Are you with me, Bible way? Look at what it says in verse number 16. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may inherit eternal life, may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? Notice Jesus stopped him right there and said, Wait a minute. Why do you call me good? Jesus examining that, because sometimes people just throw around words, good, good, good. They call this person good, that person good. They even say, I got a good dog over there. I got a good cow. They'll throw around good words. So Jesus said, wait a minute, why do you call me good? In other words, Jesus knows that the only good is God. Do you recognize me as God? That's what he's basically saying. Because God, my Bible says, is good. He's the only one that's always good. See, if you could take God and slice him up, you'll come up with good at every piece. He don't have a wicked bone in him. Look, Jesus says, why you call me good? There's none good but one, that is God. But if thou will enter into life, keep the commandments. He said unto him, which? Jesus said, oh, you want to get specific, all right. Thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shall love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man said to him, oh, these things have I kept from my youth up. What lacked I yet? He said, get on with it, Jesus. I done been doing that ever since I was a boy. Jesus said, oh, okay. Jesus said, if thou will be perfect, that word perfect means complete. If you're going to get it all together, go sell that thou have. Give to the poor. Don't bring it to me. I don't want it. And thou shalt have treasures in heaven. And come and follow me. Jesus is different from a lot of modern preachers today, ain't it? They would have told that boy to go sell what you got, then bring it right here now. Amen. Amen. God done sent you here to bless this church. Verse 22. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful. Why? For he had great possession. Then said Jesus unto his disciple, verily I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Notice, this man here allowed his want to for riches to control his behavior. He wanted his riches more than he wanted a relationship with Jesus Christ. He loved his money more than he loved Jesus. Money, mammon, was his God, not Jesus Christ as is God. And the man is in hell today. He could have been in heaven, but he's in hell because he wanted riches more than Christ. In other words, he's sitting in hell today thinking about that time I came to Jesus. I was almost a Christian. I was all I had to do.
Sent down the glory. If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.